Here's a screenshot of what the Adult Full Assessment Substance Use or Abuse Screening section looks like. For the adult screening, we assess for whether or not the client appears to be under the influence at time of assessment, as well as the last time they used. Section A addresses use of nicotine or tobacco. Section B assesses for alcohol use, and depending on how the questions are answered, you will notice an alcohol screening score automatically populate. For a score of 4 or more, staff should proceed in providing a brief intervention. Section C further assesses for drug use, and for any yes answers in this section, it does result in a positive screening. You will also notice Section D now encompasses the CAGE 8 screening questions, which you are familiar with. Section E assesses for any withdrawal or tolerance. And finally, for Section F, we address help seeking, which is assessing for the client's interest in changing their substance use patterns and any interest or history of substance use treatment. As stated earlier, depending on what the client reports or how the questions are answered in these sections, you have the assessment or additional information section to consider. This section should include additional information should screening for substance use be positive. This is an opportunity to break down information further and assess as well the connection between substance use and its impact on the client's mental health. For this particular adult case, it states that the client reports that he drinks 3 to 4 drinks approximately 3 to 4 times a month. Client stated that he feels happier when he drinks and it improves his ability to sleep. According to the client, his drinking does not interfere with his overall functioning, but did state that it led him to being late to work a couple of times in the past. This therapist will continue to rule out alcohol abuse due to needing additional information and assessment. So based on the screening questions and overall presentation, we will rule out substance use for this client at this time. However, as stated earlier, assessment is continuous, and at this time we don't have additional information. However, we will continue to assess to ensure we have all information we need to determine what direction to take with regards to the client's substance use.